Welcome back to the Wisdom Plus podcast. My name is Sophia Panagraki, and I'm a co-founder of Wisdom Plus, who will be hosting today's episode. Today, we will be having a chat with Ms. Dashmi Singh, our head of social outreach, about her interest in STEM and her role at Wisdom Plus. Hi, Dashmi, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for asking. We're super excited to have you on the podcast, and I guess we can go ahead and get started. Could you start by telling us a little bit about yourself and just your general interests?
Sure. I'm going to talk a lot about my interest in STEM later on, so I'll just say the fun stuff now, I guess. I like to bake a lot, and I co-lead the Pixel Chefs Club at OHS. I'm a huge Swiftie, so that means I listen to all of Taylor Swift's music. I make a bunch of theories, predictions, and I love like listening to her lyrics. It's like a hobby of mine, I guess. And I like to paint, so I made a few paintings over break, and I just doodle on the side a lot. I think that's my release mechanism for relaxing.
I love all of those hobbies. I'm a little bit of a baby Swiftie myself, so I really relate to listening to all of Taylor Swift's music. I'm not at the point where I'm creating my own theories, but I don't know, maybe that'll happen soon.
It will.
Thank you for sharing all of that with us. Now that we know a little bit about you, can you talk a little bit about your interest in STEM and medicine?
Sure. So I feel like it's really important for not just women, but women of color to disrupt the medical field. I know there's a very even divide for men and women in the medical field, but there's a very specific need for women of color to become doctors and become healthcare workers because of a lot of disparities when it comes to treating patients or between health officials themselves of racism and sexism and misogyny. So having women of color kind of become doctors, become paying medical officials is really important to make sure patient care and healthcare also catches up in that regard, where we don't just see everyone as a standard white male John Doe, but different people as having different symptoms, as having different lives and backgrounds, and how that affects how to take care of them, because different people,
Thank you so much for telling us a little bit about yourself. Now that we know about you, can you start sharing about your primary interest in STEM and medicine?
I think I saw a need for women of color in medicine when I learned about how there's kind of a misconception about how there's 50% women, 50% men in the medical field, and how that's equality. That's like we're being progressive, when in actuality, it's we're nowhere close. There is a huge idea in medical research and also in patient care where every patient should fit the mold of a stereotypical white male John Doe. And that's completely false because different patients require different approaches. They have different backgrounds and different needs that need to be assessed. And saying that all patients would have this singular symptom is completely wrong because everything is tested on white men and everything is treated on white men, which is not the case, because having women of color into the medical field will allow us to like compensate for these disparities and how we treat patients and how we treat other people in the medical field itself. So having not just women, having not just people of color, but women of color, finding the intersectionality where we have women of color in the medical field allows us to take care of our patients better and take care of their needs better, because not all patients are white men.
That's such an amazing answer, especially as myself being a woman of color. I really empathize with the idea that not everybody fits a singular stereotype. And so it's really important that we're trying to create a field that's inclusive and able to treat everybody regardless of what characteristics they have in the same way. So I think that's a really amazing answer for what led you to be interested. So could you tell us how you first became interested in STEM subjects? I think that sometimes when we're little, we are just like, oh, well, I really wanted to study this, and then we become interested in it. But everybody has a little bit of a different story. So we'd love to hear from you.
Okay, mine's a little, get ready for this one. So I watched a TV show when I was younger. I think it was on Disney XD called Mighty Med. It was basically a show, a crossover show between all my favorite shows, like Lab Rats and all of them, about these two teenagers who like heal different superheroes and their superpowers, and they're basically like acting doctors. And I was like, that's so cool. I want to be a person on Mighty Med. And that's obviously not going to happen, right? But just I think the idea of helping people and kind of everyone's, I just, the idea is really cool to me. And I think it started with Mighty Men, where like those teenagers were like helping superheroes who are like the most brilliant people on the planet with their problems. I think that was really interesting. So I was like, I want to be that person on Mighty Med. So that's kind of how I started.
I love that story so much. I think that it's crazy how much little things like TV shows can influence like what you want to become when you're older, from like cartoons to real life shows. I think that it's just crazy. And so I really like that story, especially because I also was a Disney Channel fan when I was younger. I mean, who isn't? Yeah. So now that we know a little bit about how you became interested in STEM and what continues to fuel your passion for STEM, could you tell us how you became a member of WISSTEM Plus and eventually a super amazing organization head?
I feel like I fell in love with the community that you guys provided. So having kind of like a support system for women of all backgrounds, ages, genders, ethnicities was really important to have, especially in high school, which is like your key moment of like growth. And having those women around you as you pursue different like ideas and stuff, because we're all completely different and so completely like at the same time. Like some people want to be engineers, someone will want to be doctors. I feel like because we're going some completely different directions, but at the same time, we're kind of like helping each other along. I think it's really cool to have. So yes, yeah, so we're all going into STEM, but different directions in STEM is really important to have. And kind of like seeing different women like I graduate and go into different fields that they really enjoy in STEM is really cool to see and kind of inspirational for like new members to have as well.
I completely agree with you. I am a senior now, and I remember last year seeing some of our past seniors graduate and go into chemical engineering and mechanical engineering and biomedical research at different schools. And I was just so happy that with STEM Plus could be a little bit like a small part of that journey. And so I think that it's just a really fun community, in part because of people like you who are excited by the whole community and our events and things like that. So we're really grateful to have people like you as a part of our organization. So with that said, I think you've shared a little bit about the community. So is that the primary way that with STEM Plus has helped you to pursue your interest in STEM?
I think when it comes to my interest, I think one major part of the organization that I think really was like the best part for me was paper publishing. And I feel like that was like the coolest experience I could have. Like I was new to OHS last year. I didn't have anything, right? But like writing a paper with other women in STEM and like collecting data, writing and drafting and submitting to different places was such a cool experience to have. And I feel like it really got me into a bunch of other like interests just by that one paper we did. So I think research has become a huge like part of my life because of that paper. And I think it's really cool to have. So thank you for having paper publishing because that was probably the best part of my freshman year.
Oh, we're so happy that you enjoy that aspect. And actually, paper publishing is probably one of my favorite topics too, just because you get to work with so many cool people and everybody has different perspectives. And at the end, you end up with this like amazing thing that you just want to share with different journals and with different people. So I definitely agree with you. That's probably one of my favorite aspects of the community. And yeah, I am so glad that that's something that people enjoy. So what is your favorite part of being a part of a nonprofit like with STEM Plus? Like specifically as a head of the organization, you do a lot for the community, especially at OHS. And so if you could just share a little bit about what you like about giving back to that kind of community.
I feel like when I joined as a freshman, it was so cool seeing like juniors and seniors in this organization and how they took their interests outside of OHS when they not just like in school, but when they graduated, they went to these different like universities and they specialized in their degrees of STEM. And as a freshman, I was like, that's so cool. I want to be like them. So kind of like me becoming a part of this organization and becoming a head helped made me like feel like I could help other people do the same thing because I feel like it's really important, especially when you're coming into high school or coming in and like finding what you like, you dislike. Having like role models, like seniors like you who are pursuing like STEM fields is really important to have. And I feel like I could help contribute to that. And I really hope I do it.
Oh, that's so sweet. And I definitely think that you are inspiring so many people at OHS. I'm inspired by you and I'm a senior. So I'm sure that especially younger kids, not just at OHS, but just as a part of WISDOM Plus in general, are very inspired by you. So I think that is a great goal to have when you're part of an organization like Women in STEM Plus. So with that, I'm going to move on to our last question. And this is always my favorite question. I just love to hear people's answers to this. What is your advice to other young women allies that are interested in STEM and medicine?
Mine would be to take up space. I know a lot of like women in STEM are considering going to medical field. Some of them want to go into research, so like academia. There are times like places where you feel like less than or not as important. Like it could be like a toxic academia environment with like a sexist advisor or like a medical institution that like ignores or hurts people of color. So you want to get your voice out of there. There's a lot of like fear with like speaking out, or like you're gonna burn bridges early in your career, or you're challenging a reputable professor who's like the head of his like organization or head of the field. So there's a lot of like fear that comes with that and a lot of like uncertainty. And a lot of people will like say, don't do that. But I feel like as women going into STEM, especially women of color, it's important to make sure you're heard and make sure that you do something to change these practices. So don't be afraid to just like talk loudly or talk back. I feel like it's a really important thing to do.
That is such great advice, and I can't wait to see what comes from you being able to speak up when you go to universities or go into research. I think that's incredible advice, and advice that I'll keep in mind as well when I'm going through whatever STEM challenges I decide to go through. Thank you so much for being on the podcast today. We love, love, loved hearing from you. Everybody else, stay tuned for more episodes from amazing people like Miss Dashmi. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.